Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shir and Sfas Emes for the All Parsha app. At the beginning of Parshas Matthes, the first of the double-header Parshas that we have, this Shabbos, the Torah discusses the idea of Nedarim and Shavuos. And it discusses how a person makes a Neder, what words are necessary for a Neder, necessary for a Shavua, when one promises to do something, promises not to do something, when one swears to do or not to do something, how one is made for the Neder, how one can ensure that they can take away the Neder that they've made and nullify the Neder, how a woman is able to nullify her Neder through her husband nullifying it. And it discusses the concept of Nedarim and Shavuos. Chazal tell us, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins, in Shulchan Aruch, anybody who makes a neder, it's as if they've built their own personal mizbeach to bring sacrifices on, something which is an isser, something which one is not allowed to do. Zachazal, if somebody makes a shvua, it's not a good thing to do. One should not be making a shvua, one should not be making a neder, unless it's for a dvar mitzvah, unless it's to ensure that somebody will keep Torah and mitzvahs better. But generally, Chazal frowned upon somebody making the Dharma and Shavuos. However, the Sfas Emes, many times through our Parshas Matos, and specifically in Yer Tuf Reish Lamed Dalid, tells us that there's a very important lesson that we nevertheless learn from the Inyan of Nedarim and Shavuos. We know that the Torah is not only given on its external surface level, although maybe some of the mitzvahs or some of the stories written about in the Torah don't seem to be relevant to us on an external level, on the base level, on the level of pshat. There's always a deeper level with which we can understand the Torah, understand how it's relevant to each and every one of us and our generation. Says the Sfas Emes, what do we learn from the Parsha of Nedarim and Shavuos? What does it teach us about our general Mahalach and Avodas Hashem? Says the Sfas Emes, an unbelievable thing. A person makes a neder, a person makes a shvua, and a person says, I promise, or I swear. Somebody says that I never want to eat a certain food again. I never want to eat green beans again. When a person makes that neder, or that shvua, what they've just done is created an iser min ha-Torah, to eat green beans. Before they made the neder, before they said, I promise or I swear that I don't want to eat green beans, there was no issue with eating green beans. Green beans could have been a mitzvah. I can eat it. I can make a bracha on it. It's something which is positive, something which can give me the energy to serve Hashem. As soon as they say those words, I promise or I swear I never want to eat green beans again, and they make it with all the proper halachic qualifications of a neder or a shvua, there's an iser Torah. There's an iser for that person to eat green beans, for that person to eat that food, or to do that action that they promised or swore they would never do. Says this Sfas Emes, you see from here an unbelievable thing. You see the power of the speech of a Yid. We all know what the Targum tells us at the beginning of creation, when the Rabbanu Shem created Adam Arishan, and the Pasuk says, Vayipach ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, Hashem blew inside of his nostrils, Nishmas Chaim, a living life. And the Targum teaches, Nishmas Chaim is Ruach Memalala, the ability to speak. Says this Sfas Emes, the Parsha of Nedarim and Shavuos teaches an unbelievable lesson. It teaches us the power of the speech of a Jew. We think that mitzvahs, Torah and mitzvahs, that concept is something which is set in stone and something which is and always will be. Says this Sfas Emes, a person has the ability with their mouth to be able to add on an iser to a certain item to say that this item is asar. And although it's something which Chazal frowned upon, it teaches us a general lesson about the importance of proper speech and the power of proper speech. In the words of the Sfas Emes, when he's writing this in Yer Tuf Reish Lamed Dalet, he writes, Ki koichon shel Yisrael rak b'fiyem. The koich, the power of a Jew, is only in their mouth. Like we say, Akol kol Yaakov v'hayadai midi Esav. The nations of the world, their power comes from the Yadayim. Their power comes from the things that they do, the actions that they do, the buildings they build, the jobs that they work. But a Yid, ki koichin shel Yisrael, rak b'fiyim. The koich of a Yid is only b'fiyim, only in their mouth. A kol Yaakov. Chazal tells us that it says the word kol twice. Once is a reference to the world of Torah, and once is a reference to the world of Tefillah. Our koyach is in using our mouth properly for the world of Torah and the world of Tefillah. And that's the ikr koyach of a Yid. Ruach memalala, that ability to speak, which we learn from the Parsha of Nedarim and Shavuos. The fact that somebody can take something which up until a moment ago was totally permissible for him to eat and can make an iser chal on that item, or can make a neder or a shvua to eat or not to eat that item, means that the power of a Yid can infuse isurim and could infuse on the side of Toiv as well, kedusha, onto certain items. Says this Sfas Emes, that's what the Pasuk means when it says, Lo yachel, a person should not And on a simple level, Yachel Dvarai means don't ignore your word. Make sure that you keep your word. Ensure that you fulfill everything that you said you will do. You make a promise to do something, do it. You make a promise not to do something, make sure you don't do it. Says this Vas Emes, is a deeper meaning to the words of Layachel Devarei as well. Layachel Devarei means, Yachel comes from the Lashon of Chulin, to make mundane, to make unimportant, insignificant. Says this Vas Emes, if you look at the Parsha of Nedarim and Shavuos properly, if you allow it to teach you the importance of the power of speech of a yid, layachel devari, you'll ensure that you don't make your words chulin, you don't make your words mundane and insignificant. You don't use that tremendous power of speech, the ikar kayach of a yid, you don't use it in a way which is mundane, you don't use it for things which are forbidden, you don't use it in a way which talks negative about other people. You recognize how powerful speech is. Says this Vas Emes, when somebody does that, layachel devari, when somebody's careful about that which they speak about, and as a direct reward for that, the end of the pasuk comes true as well. Kol hayotze mipiv, anything that comes out of that person's mouth, the person who's careful about that which they speak about, yaaseh. On a simple level, yaaseh means the person himself will do it. On a deeper level, the Sfas Emes says, yaaseh, the Rabbanu Shel Olam will fulfill that which you say. If you're careful about that what you speak about, and you're careful to use your power of speech properly, kechol hayotze mipiv, then when you ask the Rabbanu Shel Olam, when you daven for something, and you daven with a mouth which is being used for the proper things that it should be used for, you're davening with a mouth which is speaking the praises of other people, a mouth which is careful not to gossip, a mouth which is careful not to say a negative word about somebody else or to talk negatively to somebody else, then it is a direct reward, kechol hayotze mipiv, that which comes out of your mouth. When you're davening to Hashem, when you're begging the Rabbanu Shalom for something, yaaseh, a reward. The Rabbanu Shalom says you're careful about your power of speech, now your tefillah carries that much more weight because the words that you're speaking during davening are coming from someone's mouth who uses that mouth in the proper way. And that's what this Vas Emes teaches us, that we need to remember that ki koichon shel Yisrael rak b'fiyim, the main koich of a yid is in their mouth. And therefore we need to ensure that lo yachal dvarei, we don't make our mouths mundane, we don't make that power of speech mundane, we don't use it for things which are unimportant. And by doing that, kol hayotze mipiv, yaaseh, anything that comes out of a person's mouth, a person who uses their mouth for kedusha, memela kol hayotze mipiv yaaseh, his words are kadosh, and therefore they have more of a meaning to the Rabbanu Shem as well. Hashem should help us that we should recognize the power of speech. And Amir Hashem, by using the power of speech during the 3 weeks, when our avoda is to work on sinas chinam, avoda is to work in ahavas Yisrael, to work on speaking positively about people, speaking positively to other people. Amir Hashem, by using our kayach of dibur properly and by speaking properly to ourselves, to each other, to our families and to our spouses and to our friends and about other people. Amir Hashem, when we come before Tisha B'Av, when we daven v'lushalayim ircha barachim emtashav, davening for the binyan beis hamikdash hashlishi, Hashem will grant us our wishes, and Emet Hashem will be zeicha to the geula hashlema b'mehera. Have a great Shabbos.